Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
It's football at 4 with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Well, it just got more interesting in Tiger versus Phil. Phil drained a 13-footer. On 13 to draw the match all square. So they have five holes to go. They're all tied up for $9 million. There was a $300,000 challenge closest to the hole that Phil won. He's won all three of those. Tiger owes $600,000 to charity, and Phil did not birdie the first hole like he bet. So he owes $200. So in boy, it's gone back and forth, so it's gotten pretty interesting here, so we'll keep you updated. Alfred, do you remember when I said, hey, keep your eyes on something on Friday? I can't tell you exactly what it is.
Yes.
I can tell you what it is now.
Go ahead.
I knew that there was a deadline today. I just didn't know where it was going to go, so I didn't want to dig too deep into it. But I knew that there was going to have to be some sort of movement by the Broncos one way or another on the lawsuit filed against them. Here we go. Dan Riley, the lawyer on behalf of the Pat Bowlen Trust, filed to request to the NFL. I'm going to read this just directly from Mike Liss. Dan Riley, lawyer on behalf, Pat Bowlen trustees, filed request to NFL that dispute with Beth Bowlen Wallace and Amy Klemmer, who's Beth's sister, be resolved through NFL arbitration, while also asking a court to stay Bill Bowlen's lawsuit until NFL determines whether to arbitrate. More to come. So if I'm reading this right, the lawyers for the trust are saying, okay, NFL, time for you to step in. And you need to resolve whether or not Beth or Amy, I guess, has a right to get the team. And until that decision is made, we need to push back the Bill Bowlen lawsuit.
Say that again.
Yeah, I know. That's what I think, just reading this. I know, we could use an expert here for sure.
Just read it again.
Should we just reach out to Harvey and help him interpret this? But I'll read it again as Mike has. You know, the law is always quirky, right? It's never simple. But I knew that that today was a deadline, that the Broncos had to respond by today.
And
their response is this. They filed a request, the trust filed a request to filed request to the NFL that the dispute with Beth Bowlen and Amy, the sisters,
be arbitrated.
Be resolved through NFL arbitration. So he's asking for two different things. He's asking for the NFL to step in and whatever beefs that Beth and Amy have with the trust, the NFL resolves it. Okay,
instead
so that's
of court,
that's
instead
one.
Of court.
No, well, that's one. And he's also asking a court to stay, meaning just hold off on Bill Bowlen's lawsuit until the NFL determines whether to arbitrate. So he's asking for the NFL to arbitrate, and he's asking the court to say don't
hold
make
on.
A decision
right.
until the NFL makes a decision whether to arbitrate. This is interesting.
Why would Beth and Amy want the NFL to arbitrate?
They probably wouldn't. But the NFL may have that power.
This is the same group of people who said that they're very happy with the way that the trust was working. So how would that doesn't even make sense. Why would they want that to be accepted and not pushed forward in the court? That doesn't make sense.
Well, if you forgot, well, what do you mean it doesn't make sense?
It doesn't make sense for Amy and Beth to wait for an NFL arbitration.
Yeah, they would oppose this. This is the response from the Broncos to the Bill Bolin lawsuit. Of course, this is, here we go. This is the legal sort of back and forth now. Of course they would say no to this. What they want is for the lawsuit to go forward, obviously. And now we don't have a ruling. Just because Dan Riley of the Trust is requesting this of the court doesn't mean the court will go along with it.
Right.
He's just telling the court, listen, the NFL should decide, you know, should arbitrate this issue between the sisters and the team. And until that happens, why don't you just wait? Now, I have no idea what the court's going to do. But obviously, Amy and Beth wouldn't want this because here was Roger Goodell. Here was Roger Goodell at the Super Bowl last year when I asked him about it.
Commissioner Goodell, Darren McKee, 104.3 The Fan in Denver. In light of Pat Bolin's health issues, he has given over day-to-day control of the Broncos ownership, and Joe Ellis has done a wonderful job running the team.
Yeah, actually, stop it, because you don't need my whole question. Just go to Roger Goodell's answer, if you don't mind. Enough of me.
Well, Darren, I think it goes back first to the last point you made. You made a lot of points there, that some of which I'd agree and some of which I wouldn't. But the focus is what Pat Bolin wanted and how he set this up. Having been very close to Pat, I care very much about him, his family, his health. And he was an extraordinarily important person to the NFL when he was active in the league, and he continues to be somebody that we all admire and care for his health. Second, he was very active in making sure that he did exactly that, which is, how do I make sure that the Broncos franchise continues to be successful? I want it to be a point of pride for the people in the Denver community and Colorado. I want it to be something that the NFL was proud of, my partners were proud of, meaning the other 31 clubs. He's done an extraordinary job of setting that up. Those decisions, many of which you discussed in your question, I think are all questions of that the trustees have to decide. They are in compliance with our rules. They have been very thoughtful. They have done a terrific job of leading that franchise over the last several years as Pat's focused on his health issues. And I think Pat put that in place because of the care and focus and the importance of the Broncos to him, and making sure that it would continue to be in the right hands and with the right kind of leadership.
So, it sounds like a guy who says Pat had a will and a trust put together.
And they're doing a good job.
And they're doing a great job. Why are you asking me?
Well, I'm asking because...
No, I'm just saying, but that's what it sounds like he's saying.
I understand.
It sounds like he's happy and he is right that the members of the trust are in compliance with what Pat wanted.
Right, and Bill Bolin's
saying
they're
not.
But
there's no end to that. There's no natural end to the way that the trust has been set up. Like, there's no time limit. There's no, like, to be executed within 5 years.
Right.
To executed within 2 years.
Right.
To be executed in 10 years. There's no date set to when they have to do something.
But the Broncos have made clear they don't deem...
When you say the Broncos, what do you mean?
The trust, sorry. I'm sorry. The trust has deemed that Beth isn't a qualified candidate. Never mind Amy, who hasn't really tried to, you know, get a hold of the team. But that, I guess that was why they would want to take it to arbitration, and the NFL would clearly rule in favor of the trust.
Isn't like Beth like 1 month or like 6 months or something away from meeting all the qualifications working
over
there?
I think it's closer to like 18 months, 2 years, something like that, yeah.
She needs an additional 18 months?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
But we don't know all the details.
How does she get to work there if they won't let her?
That's what she's saying. That's been part of the what Bill Bolin said, too. Like, why aren't all the kids working for the team if they wanted to at this point? I don't know. It's a tricky situation. We'll see what the court, it's Arapahoe County Court. It's, it's being filed in Arapahoe County Court. I know that. So we'll see what they rule on it.
That's not where the court is.
It is. It is.
You pointed that way.
Oh, it's that way. It's over there. Arapahoe County Court.
That way.
can only bend so far. It was a lot of food yesterday. Anyways, this is why, you know, legal stuff is always so tricky, Al, because it's never like black and white, right? There's always these, you
sound
know,
like the NFL wants it to be black and white.
Well, at least
sound like the trust wants it to be black and white.
So. Well, I think what the trust would love, I mean, ideally, I guess, looking at this, is the NFL arbitrates it. They say, hey, the trust is right. And because the trust is right, Bill Bolen has no standing in this matter because he's not a directly impacted party, and the whole thing goes away. And I don't know if Beth would want arbitration on this. I don't know why she would. But I suppose if there's arbitration, you get in a room and you can throw out your case, right? You can put it right out there. Like, here's why I deserve it. Right? In arbitration, correct? But what does that mean?
I think it would be more like they have to tell you why you don't deserve it.
Well, you got to make a case for yourself, though, in arbitration.
Dude, she was born to bowling. So that's her case.
Here is Dan Riley's statement per Mike Kliss. Quote, we have requested NFL accept arbitration of this private family matter per league's constitution and bylaws, and we have filed a motion to stay legal proceeds pending this ruling. The trustees will continue to implement Pat Bowlen's succession plan.
So what they're saying is that the NFL already has a solution for this, and it's their own internal arbitration.
He's saying that he's making the claim that this dispute falls under NFL jurisdiction. And dismisses Beth Bolen Wallace claims / credentials. So they, you know, so the move by the lawyers for the trust is to let the NFL, well, I mean, you just heard what Roger Goodell said.
The commissioner.
You just heard what the commissioner said on this particular case to basically this exact claim. I guess that's good information for the trust to have out in the public venue right there, that answer, right? That, you know, hey, you're doing a great job. Everything's cool.
This is, I didn't know that this was coming today, D-Mac, but you had.
Well, I knew there was a deadline. I knew there was a deadline. Right. And I knew today was the deadline. The Broncos had to respond by today. I just didn't make a big deal of it because I didn't know what it was going to look like. I mean, we could have found out today that a judge threw the whole thing out. We could have, I don't know, they had to respond. There was a deadline for the trust to respond, and today was that day. So here you go. Here's what it is.
There's a real fight for the team now.
There's
a real fight for the team right now.
The next move, obviously, is the court has to decide whether or not to say yes, it should go to NFL arbitration or not, or it'll just proceed. How the court figures that out, Al, got me. Right? Like,
I don't know if there's ever been another case like this where a pro sports franchise was in question. Think about that.
Well, there have been family disputes with ownership, for sure. I mean, there's been quite a few of them.
And we don't know.
Oh, yeah. The Saints had a bitter rivalry relatively recently.
But it stayed in the family.
Eventually.
And there was no action to sell the team.
That's true, yes.
Because this gives, right now, that trust can just sell the team to who they want.
They could, yeah. They still could have that
power.
They
can do that today.
They could do that today, yes. Well. Yeah, there's no guarantees this stays in the Bolen family. None at all. Unless the court sides with Bill Bolen's lawsuit, they push forward, they form a new trust. That's what Bill Bolen's lawsuit is all about. Like, just getting rid of the people on the trust and putting a new trust together and then having that new trust rule on the rules of the trust. Bill Bolen's whole thing is there's too much of a conflict of interest. Mm. These three people should be gone. Put a new person in charge or group in charge of the trust and let them make a decision based on the information.
Instead of the three designated folks that are involved.
Right. That's right.
We want
somebody neutral, somebody else.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Three or five new...
Whatever.
Whatever the number
new
is.
New people that don't have a conflict of interest. So the lawsuit
Why
by
do you
Bill...
think there's a conflict of interest?
Oh, it's 21 pages trying to that outlays.
Oh, that's right. The husband-wife combination.
Dude, I'd have to go through it line by line. It's literally 21 pages of a complaint. It's for the public. Anybody can look it up. It's not a private held thing. I think it was on our website at one point. Anyways, that's the latest news there. To give some clarification, we'll go with Troy Wright next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
To Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Alan D-Mac.
Joins us on the Tranny Law Offices, presented by Tranny Law Offices. If you or someone you know been arrested for a DUI, contact Tranny Law Offices at 303-333-1816 for help. Troy, what do you know about the filing of Dan Riley for the trust with the Broncos?
Well, clearly they want to make it a league issue, not a court issue. By filing today, they said they want the league to arbitrate this issue as a private family matter. Based on the fact that Beth Bolin Wallace has staked her claim saying she wants to own the team. Bill Bolin essentially filed a lawsuit on her behalf asking for the removal of the trustees. And then earlier, you know, a few weeks ago, we had Brittany Bolin said she would like to run the team. So, you know, it makes sense from the trustee standpoint that they would want the league involved. I would think that they would feel like that would be a more favorable audience than a court. I don't know that. I've left messages with the attorney. But in this case, the league is now involved.
Well, not yet, right? I mean, the filing is to make the judge in the Arapahoe County Courthouse say the league should be involved, correct?
Correct.
So we'll see what he rules. What if he doesn't rule in favor of this filing and just decides that it goes forward, then fine. Although, are you led to believe that it's likely the judge in the Arapahoe County Courthouse would move it over to the NFL?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a good read on that yet. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out because we've seen this with Al Davis in the past. We've seen this with other NFL teams. I mean, the NFL will get involved and then the NFL still end up in court. So to sit here and predict that, I don't know that. These things are written with very specific language. And obviously the Broncos would prefer it be arbitrated by the league.
Right,
they're part of the league. How will the judge look upon that, D-Mac? Is it saying, like, hey, it's a private corporation, you guys make your own rules? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you followed your rules in the succession plan?
Right.
So sure, let the league arbitrate it. Or will they say, you know what, this is a family court issue, this is not a league issue.
Right.
It will be a little interesting to see how the judge interprets how the league does its business. Because in a private industry, honestly, there's a lot of arbitrary nature to this. So that's what I'm curious how the judge will then come down on that.
Yeah, it sounds like an arbitration handled by the NFL would favor the trust.
I don't know how it could.
I just don't understand
on the surface, it would clearly favor the trust based on the fact they're in the NFL. They followed the NFL rules. The NFL has said they followed their rules.
Right.
So why wouldn't they want them to arbitrate it?
So we'll see. I don't know if there'll be a counterfiling by, well, hold on.
We have to wait for the court to rule on this.
Yeah, I don't know why there actually even would be a counterfiling by Bill Bolin, because they're not, what Dan Riley from the trust, he's not actually saying anything about Bill Bolin. He's saying nothing about Bill Bolin. He's just saying, hey, let's wait and let's, it's kind of like a whole different thing. Like, I guess.
Well, he's saying put a stay on everything. He wants to see if the judge will make it an NFL issue, which then would put a stay on the filing by Bill Bolin.
Yeah, I wonder if somebody has to countersue that. to say don't put it to the NFL. But if they were to do that, wouldn't that be a completely different case? It may have nothing to do with Bill Bolin.
Right. That's where it gets.
That would have to be filed. That would have to be filed by Beth or Amy. That would have to be filed by them, I would think.
I would think so, as those who are in line as trust, you know, as siblings rather than as Bill. But I mean, that's where the web gets a little tangled. But today the Broncos lawyer saying put a stay on everything and see if a judge will make this allow this to go to NFL arbitration. And then, that's the cure. Would they wait though for that ruling to counter? I mean, that's because nothing's happened yet. You can't. I don't know if you can counter an action that hasn't happened legally.
Troy, it feels like. In the last response that when Beth came out and said that she wanted to be the owner of the team, it sounded like it was a real staunch no from the trust when she said that. Do you believe that's what caused this to go this legal route now? Because the trust just said that she's not qualified, I guess. Or you know, I don't know how else she was supposed to handle this if the trust said you're not a candidate.
Yeah, I mean, she made it clear she wants to own it and force their hand, and they publicly acknowledged that she wasn't qualified at this time. There doesn't seem to be a path where she would ever be qualified in their eyes.
Right.
That you know, Brittany Bolin appears to be clearly the front runner, her age notwithstanding. But Alfred, I mean, she threw kind of the punch she had, which, hey, I want to own the team. I'm meeting these requirements. Why aren't you considering me? And they're basically saying no. You're not qualified based on your previous employment with the team. And now then the brother, Bill, who really has no standing this in regards to, you know, being in line as the succession plan, essentially filed a lawsuit on her behalf saying get rid of the trust. The trust is, you know, has self-interest here. Get rid of the trust. Now the trust is saying to their lawyer, let's make it an NFL issue. We're in the NFL,
right.
Make it an NFL issue.
Right.
Again, you know, GMAC, I give him, he's been on this for a long time. I mean, it's kind of a Shakespearean drama. There's a lot of layers to it. I would say this, it would be better, sir, it would behoove the Broncos if it could get kind of somehow legislated legally earlier, sooner rather than later. This hanging over the team for like 5, 6, 7 more years, I can't believe is a great scenario. It just doesn't, that they need some type of certainty, I would think, in the next few years to figure out how they're going to play.
I think it's more like in the next few months about the clarity because, once again, you know, the trust has the right to sell the team at any moment. So why wouldn't you get real clarification legally about what is going to happen?
We are so late. Thank you, Troy. We appreciate it.
Take care.
Denver 7. Our Denver 7 Broncos insider is Troy Rank. We'll fill you in on all the details next.
The Broncos and Steelers have had some epic battles at Mile High. Remember this?
Thomas at the 40. It's Thomas at the 50. Stiffer got him three to the 30. To the 20. To the 10, Denver's going out in the New England. They win it on the first play of overtime.
It's time to make some new memories. Our 7 hours of pregame coverage gets underway Sunday morning at 7:30. The best Broncos coverage. Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
This is the time of year for memories of Grandma's house and family gatherings. A time when crisp fall mornings give way to snowy days and winter nights. It's the time when we gather with friends and loved ones to give thanks for another successful year. This is the season's best event at MedVed Cadillac. MedVed has exceptional opportunities on all remaining 2018 Cadillacs, including all-wheel drive XT5 luxury, platinum, and premium models. Just go to MedVedCadillac.com for details. But that's just the beginning. MedVed has competitive offers on all-wheel drive 2018 CTS and CT6 sedans, the new all-wheel drive 2019 XT4 crossover, and the iconic all-wheel drive Escalade. Small business owners, it's not too early to be thinking about those year-end tax savings. The new tax law expands the Section 179 deduction on most vehicles. This is a great time of year. MedVed Cadillac. On I-70 in Wheat Ridge, exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVed Autoplex. Shop online at MedVedCadillac.com.
Are you looking to purchase a new watch this holiday season? Hi, I'm Scott Matthew with Matthew's Fine Watches and Jewelry. We have one of the largest selection of watches in the state from the Swiss makers of Breitling, Tag Heuer, Oris, Raymond Weil, Hamilton, and many more. You can also choose from a very large selection of fine jewelry. Just looking for a simple bracelet? We have those starting from $100 and up. Diamond earrings, those will do the trick every time. We have a large selection of engagement rings to choose from. We stock the most current styles. If you're wanting to pop the question but not sure of the style of the ring, don't worry. Gabriel & Company gives you up to a year to exchange your ring at no additional cost. Price equal to or less. No one else does that. R.A. Jaffe engagement ring styles are one of a kind, exclusive to A. Jaffe, and a quality beyond comparison. With our full-service watch and jewelry repair center, the largest in the state, there is no reason to go anywhere else. Matthews, great service, selection, and prices.
Matthews Fine Watches and Jewelry, located in the Highlands Ranch Town Center or online at MatthewsFineWatches.com.
Need appliances? One in four Coloradans buy from Appliance Factory and Mattress Kingdom, Colorado's largest appliance company and the nation's largest discount appliance and mattress retailer. Thousands of appliances below wholesale cost. Black Friday prices 40 to 80% off. We beat Lowe's and Home Depot guaranteed. Buy a stainless Samsung fridge, get a free range dishwasher and microwave below wholesale cost. You'll be taken care of and save money guaranteed. Samsung to LG, Whirlpool to KitchenAid. Get an unbeatable 40 to 80% off at Appliance Factory and Mattress Kingdom.
This hour is brought to you by the Safeway Distribution Center. If you're currently driving trucks and have a Class A CDL, Safeway wants to meet you. Starting pay is $25.56 per hour. Apply now at SafewayDenverDC.com.
Spread holiday cheer with the hottest winter gear from Epic Mountain Gear and save up to $200 on the best gear from the top brands. Guaranteed to keep you and your family warm and dry this winter. Plus, join our junior trade program and save 50% on ski and snowboard packages as your kids grow. Colorado Ski and Golf is now Epic Mountain Gear. Shop at one of our seven convenient locations and visit EpicMountainGear.com for your coupon to save up to $200.
Ted's Montana Grill is the original classic American grill with local ingredients made from scratch burgers and hand-cut steaks. Ted serves up a truly authentic American dining experience. Visit any of the seven locations in Denver, Boulder, and the Springs, or order online. You're always welcome at Ted's.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. Hi, this is Carlin Tucker. I've been in retirement planning and wealth management for over 35 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that can make a significant impact on your retirement. Whether you're retired or want to see how soon that can happen, give me a call to set up a complimentary, no-obligation visit, and I'll show you how I can help you get the most sustainable income out of Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, your rental properties, and your brokerage accounts. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month thereafter, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Retire happy. Retire with Tucker. You can reach us at 303-734-1234. That's 303-734-1234.
This is not an offer to buy or sell. Securities are offered through Tucker Asset Management.
Listen to every episode of Pritchard and Cecil on demand at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. There's no business like your business. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank, banking for good. Member FDIC.
Denver Sports Snapshot.
The Avalanche face off with the Coyotes tonight in Arizona. The Nuggets host the Magic at Pepsi Center. We've got DU Hockey taking on Providence starting at 7. Right now on ESPN Denver 1600, DU Basketball's battling it out with Seattle University. Starting at 5:30 on ESPN Denver 1600, Oklahoma tips off with West Virginia.
Snapshot presented by Shomp BMW. One price, one person, one hour.
This segment of The Drive is brought to you by U.S. Mortgages. No points, no fees.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
Tiger is now down one, and they are on the 16th hole. What a fun seesaw battle. Tiger versus Phil, and I think they stopped the challenges. Tiger owes $600,000 to charity, and Phil owes $200,000. And it feels like the fun and games are now done, and it's coming down to who's going to win $9 million. Okay, this is fun. And the chit-chat between the two of them, all that is just done. Oh, look at that! You never see that on tour. Phil's using a, what is one of those things, Al? A laser! He's using a laser gun. You can't do that on tour, can you?
No.
But usually your caddy has...
Look at that, huh?
Your caddy has time to get out there and measure and mark off everything.
But look at that. Yeah, you can't do that on tour, right?
No.
Pretty fun. We'll see what happens. All right. We'll probably get to it in a while, but is there anything else you want to clarify or clear up or questions about the latest development here this afternoon about the lawsuit stuff with the Broncos?
No, I think that it's, you know, as it's a family business that has huge implications for the city of Denver. Joe Ellis has been operating the team, I think, in a good way. He's won a Super Bowl. I have no complaints about the way that he's run the team, but if somebody says that, you know, is she the oldest daughter?
No, Amy is the oldest daughter.
So,
Beth is the second oldest.
So Beth is the second oldest, yeah. Is saying, but now Amy is part of the lawsuit too. So her name appeared today, Amy and Beth.
Yeah, hold on.
So it's gonna be interesting, man. It's gonna be really, really interesting. I have no idea how this thing is gonna end, but it feels like it's gonna get messy.
It could.
It's already messy.
Well, there has to be what happened when I felt when the Bill Bolin lawsuit was filed. It was like, boom, somebody pressed the clock, and the clock was now ticking, right? Whereas there did not seem to be any certainty in terms of how things would resolve themselves one way or the other. Now we know, well, it's in legal hands. So the clock moves forward. Today was the deadline. The Broncos needed to respond, the trust needed to respond to the Bill Bolin lawsuit. And the response was, we want this to go to NFL arbitration on the issue of Amy and Beth's claims of their rights to ownership. And we want to stay. We want to just hold off for you to make any kind of decision on the Bill Bolin thing until the NFL arbitrates it. Well, if the judge reasonably files or decides in the trust favor there, then it would go to the NFL. But what kind of time clock does the NFL have on arbitration now? I mean, who knows how long that... I don't know. But we already know how Roger Goodell feels about it because I asked him about it. And why would they have changed their mind? Like, what could have possibly happened between the Super Bowl this past year and now that would make Roger Goodell change his mind? Nothing's changed. Zero has changed. The same set of circumstances that existed when I asked him that question exist now. Now, there's been a lawsuit filed, and I guess maybe the NFL didn't know all the details, but I find that hard to believe. Like, how could the NFL not know all these details, right? They have to. You would think. So if it goes to arbitration with the NFL, I would say Amy and Beth are SOL. Like, that will not go in their favor. And that makes sense that the trust wants it to go that way. And if that doesn't go in their favor, then what standing does Bill Bolin's lawsuit have? I mean, none. Zero. Because Bill Bolin's lawsuit is all about the best thing for... What his brother wanted was, you know, basically Amy and Beth to be considered for this position. It's a complicated situation. So it's probably an okay day for the Broncos. They had to make this filing at some point. It's not going to be disruptive to the team. Nobody on the team will care about this. No. This will have absolutely...
As long as the checks are cashed.
Right. This is nothing that is going to impact the team for the rest of this year. And I don't know. We'll see for next year, but I don't know. It could go on for a long time.
Could it affect somebody who is put in place to be the head coach? If there is a new head coach.
That. You know, yes, it could. It could make somebody hesitant to want to have this job. And because it can make somebody hesitant to have this job, the likelihood of VJ being dismissed decreases. How about that? You're probably right about that. Is that how you see it?
Yeah.
there's probably
maybe the most qualified candidate doesn't want this job
because it's another sign of instability in ownership. Like, what's really going to happen if I take this job? I'm John Harbaugh.
I mean, we're talking about these jobs are going to be available here in like 3 months.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. This
Maybe in January. This is November. So we're talking about 45 days. We could see coaches fired and hired in 45 days.
So today is probably good news for VJ. Look at that.
Unless, of course, Gary Kubiak wants to coach the Broncos again. How about the report that Gary Kubiak wants to call plays again?
You know, we never really got into that, you and I, because that happened over the weekend. You want to dig into that a little bit? We haven't really talked about it.
No, we can.
All right, we'll do that next.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
All right, it's interesting with Tiger and Phil right now. There's no doubt about it. Phil is one up. They're on 17, which is a par 3. Beautiful par 3. Wow, look at that. That's gorgeous. Shadow Creek there in Vegas.
By the way, the match is free to view.
Right.
So if you get home or want to watch a little golf between Phil and Tiger, it's free. No longer $20.
Yeah, they screwed up somehow. Some of the technology went screwy, and so now it's free. So Phil can close out the match right here. He's one up with two to go. So if he birdies and Tiger pars, that sort of thing, Phil wins the match. So it could come down to it right now. They've had challenges, but they're not doing a challenge on this hole. Can you see how much more serious things are right now than they were at the beginning?
Oh, yeah.
This is the first par three, then, that they have not had a challenge. There have only been, as far as I can tell, five challenges on the entire day. And one was Phil birdieing the first hole, which he didn't. Phil puts it underneath the hole by about 12 feet. That's a beautiful shot. And then there were three closest to the pins where Phil won all of them. And then there was a, on a short par four, if either one of them eagled, they would both cough up $200,000. All these challenges go to charity. So right now, Tiger's minus 600,000 in the challenges. Phil is minus 200,000. And the match itself is on the line. Tiger needs to at least have a push here to push it to 18. So he's got to get somewhat close. So the pressure is on Tiger. There's quite a bit of water here on this hole. And then there's front side and backside bunkers too. So beautiful par three. Gorgeous. And Tiger's shot. Play-by-play on the radio, right? And Tiger puts it to the back of the green, probably, I'd say, 18, 19 feet. So Tiger has a way more difficult shot than Phil. Phil just has to roll it uphill by about 12 feet. Phil should win the match right here. He should make a putt, right, Al, and close this out. And the likelihood of Tiger making this birdie is not great.
Yeah, it's an interesting match. It's an interesting match because
it's not been a great golf match, by the way.
No, it's not been perfect golf. But I think it's serious now. You know, so it's serious now. No more joking around. You know, and
do you think this has any meaning at all that Phil is about to beat Tiger?
If he makes that putt, I think it is big. I think Tiger doesn't want to lose. I mean,
I think we'll see
Phil Tiger part two next year if Tiger loses. For sure.
You may see Phil Tiger part two tomorrow.
Not Tiger and Phil are walking and not talking to each other. Yeah. Doing their thing.
All right, so they'll line up for putts and we'll get back to it and let you know what happens as it happens.
What'd you think about the news that Gary Kubiak wants to call offensive plays?
Well, I wasn't surprised whatsoever. You know, I was asking last year around this time, is Gary Kubiak going to become more involved? Because I found out, you know, he still had a permanent place of residence here. Like, he lived in Houston and he had a place to stay full time here, which to me indicates that you have roots. It's not like DeMarcus Ware, who's, you know, staying at the Super 8 and coming in 2 days a week to coach and then going to, you know, Dancing with the Stars. You know, Kubiak was connected here. His kids were coaching. He had a grandchild. It was obvious. And I thought the whole thing about, you know, oh, he's too sick for this and too sick for that, I never really bought into it. I think he's had some health issues for sure, but I never thought it was a case where his wife was demanding this or demanding that. I think, you know, they probably have a longstanding relationship between each other that is built on the fact that he loves football and he wants to be in that world. So it didn't surprise me at all. What I had to think about is, where is this information coming from? And I did wonder, is this part of a package deal with John Harbaugh? That John Harbaugh perhaps sees himself being somewhere else, and he's trying to get his ducks in a row in terms of what he would present to ownership about who you would bring in. And it does make sense that John Harbaugh may say,
no, that's the long game.
That's what I thought.
You're looking at it way deep into the future.
But I think Gary Kubiak would have multiple offensive coordinator offers if he chose to open himself up for it.
With the way football is being played now, with the best teams putting up 30 points a game, do you believe that his offenses are outdated?
I do, yes. But you don't. Mark Schlereth doesn't. There's a lot of people that know a lot more about football than I do.
I don't like
it. I don't think so.
I don't like it now. Because I know that the RPO quarterbacks coming out, it's what they've been doing since they were in high school. So to try to change a guy into a traditional quarterback just takes longer.
Well, that and the fact that the old Shanahan system that we keep trying to implement here in Denver utilized the cut block, which the offensive line isn't even allowed to do anymore.
I just like you got to be kidding me.
I'm sorry.
You got to be kidding me.
Tiger just chipped in from about 30 feet.
You got to be kidding me.
For a birdie.
Chipped
Holy
in.
Cow.
You got to be kidding me.
What is the distance on that, guys? It might not have been 30. It might have been like 20. That was unbelievable.
Wow. The most pressure that he could have been in.
My goodness.
And he did it again.
What a beautiful golf shot. Damn. Are you kidding me? How far do you think this is, Al?
I don't know. Maybe look like 14, 15.
Oh, you think it's that close? Oh, okay.
Really quick, kind of ironic that we're talking about the Broncos ownership situation today, but Mike Florio reported about 2 minutes ago Texans owner Bob McNair passed away at the age of 81.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Today, huh?
I don't know what his succession plan is, Bob McNair. Who's he got lined up? Sorry to hear that. Wasn't he kind of not a popular guy amongst some of the players for some reasons?
He had some
interesting comments about guys and where they play. All right, well, anyways, here's Phil for birdie to have the hole. And if not, if he misses this, it's not a hard putt. It's about 9 feet uphill, and he missed it. Sorry. Phil. That was not a hard putt. Dude, what was that, 8 feet?
No, that is more like 10. It's not an easy putt.
That was not a hard putt.
Oh, that was not an easy putt.
So they're all square going 18. Wow. Are there extra holes in this thing?
Oh, my goodness. They'll have to do something.
Tiger hit a freaking...
And now Tiger just took off walking to the next hole. You know how everybody
dude,
knows.
That was sick right there. That was pretty awesome.
He's got to be in his head right now. He's got to be in Phil's head.
It's been a back and forth match the entire day. And it goes to 18... A short par 5. Ooh, interesting. Lots of water. 500 yards. Oh, and you got to go over water twice. Well, the first one's not a big deal, but you got to go. You got to have some cojones to reach in two. Alfred, look at that. That is nice. total eagle hole on 18 at good old Shadow Creek, huh?
Right.
Wow.
300-yard drive and like 170 in.
Ooh, and the cup is in the front, back front, guarded by a water maybe 20 feet from the hole.
What
fun
shot
hole
by Tiger Woods.
Wow.
You got to be kidding me.
Okay, that was cool. Ah, you got me. I just love I love both these guys. What can I tell you? These are my guys. I've loved watching them for 20 years, Al. Just love watching them. Love watching Tiger. Was never really that into Phil, but Phil's won 5 majors. Tiger gave it the Tiger Woods fist pump. Oh, my God. I'm just such a sucker.
So you're saying these next 5 minutes are worth $9 million?
Yes.
I know that doesn't mean that much to these guys, right? But still, it's $9 million.
Tell me this doesn't matter to Tiger Woods. Look at that.
Well, I think at this point, your competitive juices, the money is one thing, but it's coming down to the final hole in a match that they know everybody's watching.
Did Phil choke?
Phil choked on that one. Phil's been choking all day putting. He's been terrible putting. He's done good getting the ball in fairways and on the greens, and Phil should have won this match 4-3.
And what's crazy about this
but he couldn't putt
match, if you guys are driving right now, they keep on showing the odds on the television along with the money involved. Like, you know, Tiger Woods plus 200 or, you know. I'm like, I've never seen this before.
That's a pretty narrow fairway. Oh, man, Tiger brought it right up to the maybe 30 yards from the second group of water there. Tiger just put it out 340 right there. Now the water will have Tiger. Well, I mean, anything can happen.
It never was going to be a problem. It's 300-yard drive and 200 yards in. Pro golfers, that's nothing.
We'll keep it here just to see Phil, what he does here. Then you ready for the fire up? Are we ready for the fire up? Are we doing the fire up? Yes? Okay.
You were fired up about it, too.
I may need you today, Big Sexy, to step in for me since my voice is crumbling. I may need you.
You need Big Sexy?
Oh, yeah.
We need callers. 303-713-1043. We may need you a little bit more than normal. We always need you. We always love you. Just want to see what Phil does here. Looks pretty good.
Oh, that dude's a pro.
He puts it out there.
Nice little fade.
Oh, no. He's in the second cut of rough. Oh, Phil. I mean, he's still, you know, 300 down the fairway, but he's in the second cut, and Tiger's right in the middle of the fairway. All right. 303-713-1043. It's been an interesting afternoon, to say the least. We got Tiger Phil going on. We have the Broncos getting ready for the Steelers. We have a response from the trust to the lawsuit filed by Bill Bolin that wasn't exactly what any of us thought it was going to be. So we'll clarify that. And we have the fire up next.